Welcome back to Inside the County Board, broadcast at 9 p.m. the first Sunday of every month on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Inside the County Board. We are here with the director of the county's Office for Persons with Disabilities, Mr. Don Natsky. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Happy to be here, Harold, and happy to be with your listeners.
Wanted to have you on the show to talk about all of the different things that your office does, and much of it is making county government accessible to people with disabilities, and that's on a number of different levels. Can you just describe for us in more detail what your office does?
Really a number of things that we do. We're presently an office staff of three, and as you say, our role is really to help make county government accessible to all of its citizens, including citizens with disabilities. So among the things that we do are work with employees who are part of Milwaukee County government or applicants for employment to help make sure that they have the accommodations to be effective in doing their jobs. Sometimes that might mean supplying a sign language interpreter for an individual who's deaf, or making sure that accessible information is available to people who are blind, having computers that work well, making sure some information is available in Braille. We also are the ones who might take a look at building plans to make sure that they're up to date with the proper accessibility features, to make sure that people who have mobility problems or other difficulties might be able to access our buildings and make complete use of them as well. So we really cover a wide range of areas, again, just to make sure that everyone can participate fully in the life of their county government.
Yeah, it's something that some people in our community may not realize the need for these, but these services are extremely important. I know at the State of the County speech that we had from County Executive Holloway just a couple weeks ago, we went through your office to provide an interpreter for people who have a hearing disability. And you know, we've also, on all of our agendas, I know it goes out that if someone needs accommodations, if they're coming to a committee meeting or a county board meeting, that you're the office that will facilitate that.
Absolutely, and we think it's important to invite that right early in the process, making sure that people know that they are welcome, that they are really part of our community, and really have gifts to contribute and services that they really ought to expect. But in some other ways, our office doesn't only deal with making government accessible here at the courthouse and our main buildings, but we also work very actively through our Willoway programs to make sure that recreation opportunities are available. We run a very popular summer day camp for people who are young people all the way through adulthood, to make sure camp experience ends up being available at our two facilities at Underwood Parkway and also at Grant Park in South Milwaukee, as well as having evening classes throughout the year that might feature arts and crafts, cooking classes, teaching some sign language interpreting, bowling, and really making use of our full community.
Do you have volunteers that help you out with these projects? I know that there are young people that are involved, like in the summer camp and some of your other activities. Can you tell me more about that?
One of the things that really makes me very happy is we work very effectively with the Workforce Investment Board, and they provided stipends for young people throughout all of Milwaukee County community to have jobs as camp counselors and to be involved in helping to support the work of professional staff at the summer camps. In addition, there end up being people from the community who do make some of their volunteer time available as well to really help augment some of the staffing and the needs, the accommodation needs of the people who attend the camps. We have some 130 or so campers during the summer, and it ends up being really a highlight event for them. So people being involved are very important. We also, I should mention, that we have a community advisory body, our Commission for Persons with Disabilities, to help provide some policy direction to us and some guidance. And their volunteerism ends up being very important as well from a position of leadership and their interest in the community.
Let's talk about transit. Certainly that's one of the bigger challenges that are faced by those in our community who have disabilities. You were involved in instituting the Freedom Pass. Hopefully I'm getting the name correct. For individuals to ride the regular fixed route buses?
The New Freedom Program is something we're very proud of and very pleased with, and it has worked very well for people with disabilities who want to have independent and quickly accessible transportation. It has also been a very cost-effective program as well. People who are eligible for the paratransit program, our Transit Plus program, which provides almost a million rides per year, those people are also eligible, if they're able to make use of the bus, to be able to travel free on Milwaukee County fixed route services. That program has grown exponentially. We think that there's been a 30 to 40% increase in ridership by people making use of wheelchair mobility in the past year. And that has just made a great economic sense for taxpayers in Milwaukee County, as well as for people who need to be paying a $3.25 one-way fare on paratransit. Paratransit's still a deal at that cost, but for right now transportation, for making use of the full access of fixed route, it's been a wonderful program. In addition, we've been able to make use of federal and state dollars to provide training for people who may need some support or some information on how to make use of the bus more effectively. We've been able to create some more accessible bus stop locations for people, and have created a very nice video presentation which features the benefits of making use of fixed route travel for people who have disabilities in our community. It's been a wonderful program.
Let's talk about another transportation initiative that that you've been exploring. That's the Accessible Shared Car Program. Can you tell me what that is?
Sure can. We're working with our friends in Family Care presently and Milwaukee County Transit System to try to make use of a program that has grown in other communities and is somewhat placed here in our community. Basically what it is, or the area that we're looking at, are to see whether or not we can support several accessible vehicles in the community that might be placed at different locations that people could rent on an hourly basis, that would be accessible, that people could use to conduct all kinds of business. Perhaps if they want to bring more groceries, or if they want to bring some equipment home, and they have a mobility need, these vehicles would afford that. If people want to travel between counties, something that's presently not very easy to do for people, these vehicles would be able to go between counties, and people would rent them for an hourly charge and be able to access them for doctor's appointments, for leisure time visits, for holiday visits, and all kinds of things. The costs in other communities are around $10 to $12 per hour, and we think that we can meet that kind of cost here as well. Again, we're looking at whether or not the partnership through the New Freedom dollars that we receive might be able to extend that level of independence to a group of people presently not served.
We're talking with Don Natsky, who is the director of Milwaukee County's Office for Persons with Disabilities. Let's talk about the staff that you have and some of the things that your office produces on a regular basis.
One of the very popular things that we have is our Handy News and Notes newsletter. It goes out to 11,000 people monthly, providing information about different areas of interest for people with disabilities, provides a forum for people who may want to sell previously owned items of a disability accommodation nature, provides links to other community activities and events. We also operate the Willoway Key Card, a very popular program for a nominal cost that allows us to market tickets from some of the major sports teams to people with disabilities. We have a number of participants with that, the Admirals, the Bucks, the Brewers. A number of local professional sport teams have been very generous in helping to make sure that affordable tickets are available for people with disabilities who may want to enjoy those. We use the accessible venues of Miller Park and of the Bradley Center and help usher people to those kind of opportunities as well.
You just had over the weekend here your snowmobile festival, the 34th annual, right? How did that go?
Oh, it's wonderful. Several hundred people participating at our Underwood Center. the Franklin Rolling Dice Snowmobile Club for 34 years have hosted the event, making their snowmobiles available, their personnel to operate them, and provide food and refreshment and just have a wonderful time at our facility. People throughout the community, again, view this as one of the great highlight events of their winter season. Gets them out and operating in the very luscious snow that we've just recently received.
Were you able to ride on a snowmobile yourself here?
No, I managed not to. I'm sort of a landlubber when it comes to that. We've been I wouldn't want to take the place of somebody else who might enjoy it even more than I.
Oh well, always the diplomat, Don. And for folks who may not know, I think it's important that this office is headed up by someone with a disability, and you're blind, but you've also been accused of having more vision than anyone else in Milwaukee County.
People are very gracious about that, and we're very worried, and we think it's very important to really demonstrate the capacities of people who have disabilities. So we have a number of our commissioners and other staff members who have disabilities, and really demonstrate the effectiveness and the capacity that people with disabilities really make in this community. We're also very pleased that some of our efforts really led to other county people being employed when they have disabilities to make sure they have the accommodations they need. One of the very difficult things that we persistently deal with, not just in Milwaukee County, but throughout all of the country, the unemployment rate for people with disabilities is 70% for people who are working age. And we think that's a disgraceful number. And one of the things that I'm pleased that Milwaukee County has done is taken an interest in helping to promote and make employment easier and possible and available for people with disabilities.
Don, if you're willing to share, I know that a number of people within the disabilities community in Milwaukee see you as one of the leaders trying to make meaningful improvements to our community. Are there some things that you think we need some improvement with here in the Milwaukee area in general, things that you would like to see happen just on a larger scale, maybe outside of your direct position here with the county?
I think one of the things that we really welcome are the early planning partnerships, really to involve people with disabilities in the planning efforts right from the get-go, whether it's a building going up. We recently had the opportunity when the Harley Museum was going up to participate early in the planning and to add a disability perspective in terms of how that building might be developed. We also think that as people are looking to hire talent and make talent available in their workforces, that they think about what kind of jobs people with disabilities might be able to do well. And I think the thing that's just very important and very critical is to engage people in conversation. I think whether it's a person having a difference of a disability, people who come together from a different culture or from a different spiritual perspective, it's very important to have that ability to listen and to hear and to really share conversation and to share with each other that involvement.
Don, we have just a few minutes left here in this segment. If you'd like to share anything else with our listeners tonight.
Well, we certainly have appreciated the support of the leadership of Milwaukee County government, to be sure. Certainly, by having an office such as ours that looks ahead to try to figure out how to engage our community and to invite people with disabilities, the county government ends up being very, very important. So the fact that the leadership funds an office such as ours, cooperates with an office such as ours, and really makes some of the programs available ends up being very important. I think Milwaukee County, in terms of its leadership with the Department on Aging, with Disability Services and Family Care, have really extended that sort of welcome. And we think that ends up boding well, I think, for the future of people living comfortably and happily here in our community. We often say that the disability doesn't just happen to the person who has the disability, but in fact, happens to families and friends and to associates of people with disabilities. And so to be inclusive and to think positively about those involvements ends up being very important. We think county government has really exhibited leadership in that area. So we're very thankful for that.
Always eloquent. Don, thanks a lot for being with us.
Harold, thank you for involving us, and it's a pleasure to work with you and your colleagues.
That's Don Natsky from Milwaukee County's Department or Office for Persons with Disabilities. Coming up, we'll wrap up this month's show and take a look ahead to next month when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.